I started running down the corridor. She found the exit to get out that department store. She reached full sprint when she hit the parking lot. She didn't see police, not even any rent-a-cops. She ran across the street and went behind the Applebee's. From there she could see those abandoned factories. Figured there's a good place for her to hide away, knowing she could climb inside through the fire escape. At this point still felt like a dream. In her head she could still hear the little kid screaming. Leaning up against the dumpster to find some breath, she could hear the sirens. Now it's time to step. Running through the alleyway now relentless, bobbing in between houses, hopping fences. Only two more blocks to the overpass. The adrenaline is rendering a panic attack. Maybe she should go back and explain it all. Maybe the best thing to do now is take that fall. Ain't no way that they won't understand. Daddy's little girl is never gonna hurt again. She's having this dilemma, trying to find a reason that she shouldn't go surrender. She's a kid and a first-time offender. Plus he had it coming, hell is colder in December. Decided she would make it to the vacant warehouse. From there she could try to get her head to clear out. She needs a minute to sit and think, some time to reflect on these events and let them sink. There's the building, it's empty, she hopes to God. The fire escape is on the back near the loading dock. The next chapter to the happy ever after. Wrapped her little fingers round the gold medal ladder. Started climbing, that's when she heard the officer.
Billy, turn yourself in now, girl, come down from there.
She tried to look over her shoulder, lost balance, fell four stories, it was over.